St Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 1, verses 21 to 30. To be with Christ, which is far better. We often see this on graves and tombstones, yet do we really think this? So much of our lives today is focused on countless efforts towards making life more comfortable and fulfilling while eliminating the threat of ageing and death. We admire people who live life to the full and are successful people in the world. Death is seen as a tragedy, which of course it is in certain cases. But after a life well lived, it is natural, but so often resisted. St. Paul wrote this letter while he was in prison in Rome. It was probably a house arrest situation under military custody, but with certain privileges. He had visits from Timothy, who helped him with this letter. Paul is torn between wanting to be with or hear about the church at Philippi and the desire to be with Christ, in other words, to die. It's a loving pastoral letter full of concern and advice. But his situation has certainly brought the prospect of his own death into focus. And here we see Paul's faith. For him, Christ is the centre of his life. Paul knows that death is going to be the time when he is united with Christ. Therefore, he is not afraid. Martyrs through the ages have held this belief. With our own deaths, our belief in a resurrected Christ makes absolutely the biggest difference. The next step is the big adventure, being with Christ, which is far better. Our attitude to life becomes a little lighter. We do not cling to it or to the physical trappings with which we surround ourselves, because we know that Christ's resurrection has turned everything upside down. Our values are not what they were. We know we live in the in-between time of waiting for the kingdom. And we also know that we live within the tension of this life and the next. As Christians, we have the opportunity to reflect on these tensions prayerfully and humbly and without fear, knowing that the best is yet to come. Amen.